Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Take me to the King. Amen. We know that God is able and that He is the only one who has the answer to our problems. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are rejoicing in this day and being glad in it, knowing that God is able. Amen. God is able to do all things but fail. We welcome you to the prayer line in New Creation Christian Ministries prayer line. Pastor Anthony and myself, Pastor Rebecca, we welcome you to the prayer line on tonight. God is good and worthy to be praised, and we rejoice in His name on today. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read some scripture. Amen. I want to read some scripture to get us started on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us go to the book of Numbers, chapter 11, Numbers chapter 11, starting with verse 10. And I'm just going to read some scripture in your hearing. Numbers chapter 11, starting with verse 10. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased, and Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant, and wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the suckling child, unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? Whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh, that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it's too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. Yes. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee.
That's right.
And will put it upon them.
Yes.
And they shall bear the burden of the people with thee.
That's right.
That thou bear it not thyself alone.
Wow.
And say thou unto the people, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh, for ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt, my. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it come out of your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord, which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why came we forth out of Egypt? And Moses said, the people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And the Lord said unto Moses,
Is the Lord's hand wax short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not.
Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, God spoke to me so powerfully in this scripture reading on today. I want to say to you today that God's arm is not too short to reach out into the middle of your situation and deal with your problem. My God, things were looking really bad here in the eyes of Moses, who was leading the people, had led them out of Israel, had led them through the Red Sea, had led them through the middle of impossibility. My God, by the hand of the Lord, hallelujah, had led them over on dry ground, and the same waters that parted for the people to cross over on dry ground overcame and overwhelmed the enemy and wiped out their enemies. Hallelujah. And here God was getting ready to take them into the promised land. He had fed them with manna, and he had gotten to the point where they were being provided for and protected by the Lord, and these people became ungrateful and began to cry out unto Moses and saying, why didn't you just leave us in Egypt? You brought us out into this wilderness. We don't have nothing to eat but this manna. We don't even know what this is. We have nothing but this manna, and we are tired of manna. We want meat. And they were just so disgruntled and just complaining and mumbling and grumbling, and God was displeased with the people, and he told Moses, he said, Moses, I'm going to take care of this, because Moses was also displeased, and Moses got to the point where he said, you know what, I'm through. God, I don't know why you gave me this people. I don't know why you put me in, gave me responsibility for these people. These are not my children. I didn't birth them out into the earth, but now you have given me this great responsibility to lead these people, and they are an ungrateful people. And God said, Moses, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to give you some help, my God. And then I'm going to send you some, I'm going to send meat, and I'm going to feed these people not one day, not 2 days, but 30 days. And Moses began to question how God was going to do what he said he was going to do. And God says, Moses, what is my arm back short? All of a sudden, has my arm become too short to deal with the problems, to deal with the situation? God says, I said it, you watch. Yet you watch and see if my word will not come to pass. Hallelujah. And that's what God is saying. He's speaking so loudly and clearly. He's saying, let us not be a people that complain. Let us not be a people that mumble and grumble. Let us not be a people that are ungrateful for what God has already done for us. Let us not be a people, hallelujah, that look to man to supply our needs. As these people look to Moses, they should have been looking to God. Hallelujah. Let us not be that type of people that look at man and begin to look at the shortcomings of man and begin to complain because man can't satisfy our needs, because man can't provide for our needs. Only God can provide for our every need. Hallelujah. And God said, let us not be like the Israelites, and let us not think that it was better when we were in bondage. Sometimes it gets so hard being a Christian. And God said, do not allow the trials and the troubles of today to take you out. Do not allow them to take you out of the element of faith. You have to have faith for where God is taking you. Hallelujah. And do not let a temporary situation, hallelujah, get you to the point of dismay. Hallelujah. Do not allow a temporary situation to get you to the point of being disgruntled. Hallelujah. Do not allow a temporary situation to get you to the point where you are looking at God in disbelief. Hallelujah. You have to have faith for where God is taking you. Hold on. And these people, who could blame them? Because they had come out of Egypt where there was plenty of meat, and they were eating good food, and they were being taken care of. But they forgot the whip of the master. They forgot how hard it was. They forgot that they were slaves. Hallelujah. And we cannot allow the hard times to make us forget how good God has already been to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do not allow the difficult
difficulties of life to make you forget from whence God has brought you. God has brought you from a mighty long way. God has brought me from a mighty long way. And no matter how hard it gets, I will continue to give God praise. I will continue to magnify his name. I will continue to rejoice in the Lord always. And I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. If you want to get the devil on the run, if you want to defeat the enemy of your soul, you keep on praising God. You keep rejoicing. You keep coming to this prayer line. You keep going to the house of prayer. You keep giving God the glory. You keep giving him the honor. You keep lifting up your voice and giving praise reports. Hallelujah. You keep interceding on the behalf of others. Hallelujah. Keep loving on your enemy. Keep loving on your haters. My God, keep loving on those people who don't treat you right. Keep loving on the people who dropped the ball on you, those who abandoned you, those who walked out on you, those who didn't know how to treat you. You keep forgiving. You keep loving. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Hallelujah. God has guaranteed you victory. God has guaranteed you victory. And that's what he was just telling Moses. He said, Moses, not only do I guarantee you victory, but I'm sending you some help. I've already set up help for you in the camp. There are already men that are right there with you. Just bring them to me, and I'm going to put the same spirit on them that you have on you. Hallelujah. And y'all, you are going to operate in the same spirit. Hallelujah. And people, to continue to lead my people, listen, God is sending help. God wants me to tell you today that you are not alone. You might feel like the devil is trying to make you think that you are all alone, but God wants me to let you know that help, thank you, Pastor, that help is on the way. You are not alone. Hallelujah. God has a ram in the bush. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, God is with you. He said, never will I leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. But lo, I'm always with you. God is your help. Hallelujah. In the time of trouble, continue to look towards the hills. Look towards heaven for where your help comes from. Hallelujah. God is your help. He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. So God is sending help. And finally, he told Moses, this is not too hard for me. My arm is not weak. Hallelujah. My arm is not too weak to handle this. God says, I'm strong enough, I'm mighty enough, I'm powerful enough to handle every situation, and I'm going to handle this situation. Hallelujah. God says, as a matter of fact, I'm about to work a miracle. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear God on today. God says, as a matter of fact, he's about to work a miracle in your life. I release miracles in the lives of the people under the sound of my voice right now in the name of Jesus. For every impossible situation, we release the miracles of the Lord right now. Where God's arm is not too short, he's not too weak. He's all powerful. He's all magnificent. He's ever present. My God, he's all knowing. God is able, hallelujah, and willing and ready to step into the middle of that situation. God is ready, hallelujah, to bring a change. You got to be like Job. You have to say, I'm going to hold on until my change comes. You got to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. God's arm is not too short. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah for your word on today. We receive the word, God, that you are in the middle. We will not complain, God. Hallelujah. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to worship you. We will continue to believe you. We will continue to trust you. We will continue, Father God, to keep our eyes stayed on Jesus. We will continue, God, to keep our faith stirred up. We will continue, oh God, to walk forward by faith, oh God, not by sight. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. And no matter how impossible the situation seems, Lord, we will continue to trust, God. We have your word, God. You told Moses to wait and see your word comes to pass. So, God, we are waiting on you, God. We are waiting and we're trusting on you. There's a word that you have spoken over our lives. You said that the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus came so that we would have life and have that life more abundantly. you, Lord. You said that we inherit the promises of Abraham. You said that we are the top and not the bottom. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and never beneath. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we take you at your word today. You said we are royal priesthood. You said we have abundant life. You said blessings and riches are in our homes, oh God. You said we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. You said you would meet all our needs according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. You said, oh Lord, if we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, that everything else will be added unto us, oh God. You told us to let not our hearts be troubled, to trust in you, God. So, Lord, we're trusting in you, and we're rejoicing in you, God, and we're believing on you, oh God, and we know, God, that you are a man of your word. You're not a man that you should lie. You are a God that keeps his promises. You keep your promises to your people, God. You are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you would repent and change your mind about what you said about us, God. So each and every one of us on this prayer line, God, we touch and agree on tonight. And we believe, hallelujah, your word, God. We just have your word, God. And all we need is your word, because you back up your word. Hallelujah. You back up your word. So, Lord, we love you on tonight, and we bless your name. And I speak life. I speak hope. I seek encouragement over every life on tonight, and we declare blessings, we declare increase, we declare a supernatural release over the lives of your people on tonight, and we declare that there is no lack. Oh, my koshelikeshadamam. We bind up the hand of Satan right now. We come against every adversary, every opposing force that will come against this prayer line, that will come against the word of God, that will come against this people of God. And we declare victory right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. Come on and praise God. And we magnify your name. We glorify your name on tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give God some praise. Come on, go ahead and magnify his name. Go ahead and glorify his name. God is worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We continue in the spirit of prayer tonight.
Yes.
Momentarily, we're going to open up the phone lines. But we thank God for that word on tonight that has been imparted into our spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we bless your holy name.
Yes.
God, there's none like you in all the earth. We thank you. Hallelujah. That even in the days of Moses, that you will not put on us more than what we can bear.
Yes, God.
So we thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for the spirit of faith on tonight.
Yes, God.
We thank you in the name of Jesus
that
even the spoken and prophetic word over our lives will truly come to pass.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As iron continues to sharpen iron, that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against the people of God on this prayer line will be able to prosper.
Yes,
I thank you, Lord, for those with a desire to pray. I thank you, Lord, those who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as the word has ignited our spirit on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Coming off of this Thanksgiving holiday, we have a spirit of Thanksgiving on tonight.
Hallelujah.
You kept us 11 months, and now we're in the final month of the year. So, Lord, we give your name thanks. We give your name praise. We give your name honor on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we know your arm is not too short. You fed us all year long. You made a way where there was no way. You still do the impossible in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you're going to continue to do for those of us who love you.
You,
so, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we won't get overburdened, that we won't be like Moses trying to leave here prematurely.
Yes.
But, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're going to look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help come from the Lord, and we bind up the spirit of depression.
Oh, glory.
We bind up that spirit that try to stress people out over Christmas and holiday season.
Yes, God.
We bind up that spirit, Lord, even the person that's missing possibly that loved one. We bind up that spirit, Lord, of fear and anxiety.
Yes.
Sometimes during the holidays with mixed emotions in the atmosphere.
Yes, God.
So Lord, we say, have your way.
Have your way.
In the midst of your I feel the power of God on this prayer line tonight. Pastor, that word was so powerful.
Oh,
somebody needed that word. I needed that word because it ain't over until God says it's over. So we thank you, Lord, that prayer pushes us forward. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that prayer readies us and prayer prepares us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand moving, even when we don't recognize you moving. Even when we don't acknowledge and sense that you're moving, even when we're unaware of what you're doing, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you're always at work. The word says you never sleep. You never slumber in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for jobs and we thank you for our right minds on tonight. We thank you for family and fellowship. We thank you in the name of Jesus for our biological families, for our church families. We thank you for friends and relatives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we give your name praise tonight. You said bring our prayers to you. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we stand right now in the gap. We intercede with these prayer warriors on this prayer line tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you for this powerful chain of prayer, this chain of prayer warriors, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that come faithfully every Tuesday night, knowing in the name of Jesus that angels are being activated. Glory be to God. There's a supernatural realm that supersedes this earthly realm. And we thank you, Lord, that we tap into the mind of God on tonight. And we say, Lord, help us in our time of need. Minister through your grace and your mercy for those who are standing in the need of prayer. Touch, Lord, every family, every marriage, every illness and sickness and disease. Bow down to the name of Jesus. That name which has been given above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So, Lord, we pray to you tonight, and we pray unashamedly in the name of Jesus, that name that bothers some people in our days in which we're living, that name that makes some people feel uncomfortable, but the name has power, the name has authority, the name has ability, and we pray in the name. That's why we plead the blood of Jesus over every life tonight, over every dilemma tonight, over every affliction and infirmity tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over you and your household, over you and your family, over you and your life in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way.
My God.
Have your way, have your way, have your way. So, Lord, we thank you during this Christmas season. Those of us on this prayer line, we know the reason for the season. We know it's no Xmas, but it's Christmas. You can't take Christ out of Christmas. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we recognize December 25th as the birth of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in him shall not perish but have eternal everlasting life. The Romans, Paul writes to the church of Rome, and he says in the name of Jesus, faith coming by hearing and hearing through the word of God. And they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
My God, hallelujah.
So we're praying for those who have not called on the name yet.
My God, yes, Lord. Save
those. We're praying for the lost souls, Lord,
God,
that the enemy of this world have blinded the minds of the people.
My God.
We pray. I was a lost soul.
Jesus.
We pray for our lost family members and our lost relatives that have not bowed down to the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for those who are caught up in the occult and false religion and serving false gods. We pray tonight that you will minister, Lord, with might your word and your gift of salvation to all humanity. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch every life under the sound of our voice, Lord. As we open up the phone lines, as we open up the prayer lines, bless New Creation Christian Ministries Church.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you for our men's day.
Oh,
thank you for the men that's located in that local assembly.
Yes.
Thank you for the women that was blessed on our men's day service on Sunday. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, for the local body assembled there in Hillside, New Jersey.
Yes,
we thank you for every member, every family, young and old alike, Lord,
yes.
Male and female.
Yes,
we thank you in the name of Jesus for that collective body of believers that will turn the state of New Jersey upside down. So, Lord, have your way.
My God.
That's why we pray on Tuesday night. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We bind up that spirit of the Antichrist. We bind up that spirit of unbelief. We bind that devil up that's trying to destroy churches and trying to destroy families and trying to destroy your destiny and your purpose. But the devil is a liar.
Jesus.
Pastor, when you read that thing, Moses had purpose on his life.
Jesus.
The people on his prayer line have purpose on their life.
Yes.
And the enemy's trying to stop their mandate.
My God.
Their assignment.
My God.
There's an assignment against
Hallelujah.
Your assignment.
Jesus.
But we are praying tonight.
Jesus.
That no weapon formed against you.
Glory.
Or your assignment or your purpose.
Jesus.
Will be able to prosper.
Hallelujah.
So pray tonight. Just press 1 on your phone.
Hallelujah.
Press 1 on
Hallelujah.
Your phone. And we're going to pray
Hallelujah.
For you.
Thank
and we're
going to
pray with you. And we're going to stand in agreement with you. Because if you're in Georgia, if you're in Florida, if you're here in New Jersey, if you're out in the Midwest, if you're in California, we're all on divine assignment for the kingdom of God.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And it's power in agreement.
Yes, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
So if there's a prayer request, if there's a prayer concern,
yes,
if there's a
yes.
praise report.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Press 1 on your phone device, and we're going to put you on the air. We thank God for every caller. We thank God for every listener.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and as we start to approach the end of this year, that God will continue to do a work in our members.
Yes,
the words say, He who has begun a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you continue to keep us on the potter's wheel.
Yes, God.
You continue to mold us and shape us according to your purpose. You continue in the name of Jesus to purge us and to prune us, Lord, and to mold us like clay. And we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, as you continue, hallelujah, to bring your name glory through our lives, that you continue to send the right people and continue to give us the right opportunities, that we will walk through the open door that you have opened, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for every life.
Yes.
Every life on the line tonight, Lord. Every person walking in the name of Jesus, walking by faith and not walking by sight, Lord. They are believing your word. They're not walking in doubt and unbelief. And that's what the people in the days of Moses, even as my wife read the text, they had unbelief. It didn't matter how many miracles God gave them. It didn't matter what he did for them. And that's why he got frustrated. So, Pastor, as we take these calls, I thank God for people.
Yes, God.
Even if we find ourselves complaining, we get back.
My God.
Like the prodigal son.
Jesus.
We get back.
To our senses.
To our senses.
My God.
And we come back to ourselves.
Yes, yes.
So we thank God for every caller. We're going to get to every caller.
Yes, hallelujah.
So we thank God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God, thank
you. We God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Area code 813-813. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I am. This is Miriam. And those words that you just surfaced from Numbers 11 were just exactly what was needed here. I am just praising the Lord because He is so wonderful in every situation. He has helped me to stay confident and focused on Him. And I thank Him for you both, for this prayer line, and for all those that are on this prayer line. I pray the best life for them, but we know that we have trials and tribulations on this earth. So every time that I see, when I think things are working out, it seems that another turmoil happens, another situation comes about. And so, but I try to continue to keep praying. But I praise God that I know Him and that I have, He has a grip on me. And that I am forever grateful for all these brothers and sisters on this line. God bless you all.
Yes.
Well, we thank God for you, Sister Miriam, on tonight.
Hallelujah.
And what you're walking through and what you're going through, you're not alone.
Yes.
I think we all can relate and identify with that. When we get the blessing, when we get the breakthrough, it looks like something else tries to sidetrack us and distract us of a rise in our life. But know that you're making progress.
Yes.
Know that if God be for you,
my God,
nothing can be against you.
Yes.
So sometimes we do go three steps forward. It looks like we take two back.
Yes.
But guess what? You made progress.
My God.
So we're going to pray.
Yes,
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, according to your scripture that we know, because we believe the Bible tonight, that all things work together for our good.
Yes,
the good and the bad and the indifferent, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, even when we sometimes get disappointed or discouraged, I thank you, Lord, that we have a God that we can turn to, and we have a prayer, prayer warriors and people, Lord, that call to heaven on behalf of one another, because your word says to bear each other's burdens. Your word says to care about one another. Your word says to lift each other up in the name of Jesus. So we lift our dear sister up to heaven tonight. And, Lord, you're not going to put on her more than what she can bear. So I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that whatever you allow, Lord, she's able to handle it. So in the name of Jesus, strengthen her when she's feeling weak, Lord. Give her the resources that she needs for her livelihood. I thank you, Lord, that you would give her wisdom as it relates to her family and her daily endeavors, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, give her wisdom beyond her years. Give her godly discernment and insight, Lord, to make the right godly choices on a daily basis. So we thank you for Sister Miriam, Lord, that she is strengthened tonight, that she's not going to give up on God because God has not given up on her. So, Lord, I thank you for her life, and that you thank God for Sister Carmen, who's her friend, and putting love people around her that love on her and that would encourage her in her time of need. So thank her for calling this prayer line tonight and being faithful to prayer. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you said when we pray, you will give her peace.
Amen.
That surpasses even her understanding. So, Lord, even as she has peace from you, only you can give her peace, God. So we give her to you tonight, and we say, Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. But we thank God for you and you be encouraged because you got the victory already. Amen.
Thank you. Praise God.
Amen. How are you? Hi, Sister Miriam. God bless you.
Hi, Sister Rebecca. Love you guys. Thank you so much for everything.
Amen. We love you, too. And I thank God. We thank God for your transparency. See, because you just broke something. We break the strongholds of the devil when we stand up and say, you know what, this is getting a little bit hard for me. I'm still believing God. I'm still trusting God. But I need some prayer. I need some strength. I need to be encouraged. Moses, as you know, from Moses, at Numbers chapter 11, Moses told God, go ahead and kill me. Go ahead and kill me and take me out of this thing here, this wretchedness. You know, it had gotten so bad that Moses just was ready to throw in the towel and give up his very life. But see, God said, no, Moses, it does not have to come to that point, because I'm getting ready to step in and change some things around in the middle of this situation. And that's what God does for us. He's so gracious. He's so loving. He's so kind that just when we think we can't handle it anymore, he steps in and he provides a way out. He gives us a relief from the pressures that we may be under. So I know that God is getting ready. If it's gotten hard and it's getting tough in certain areas of your life, just hold on, because God is getting ready to move in the middle of that situation. And he does not mind us calling out and crying out for him to help in the time of trouble. Amen. Because the Bible says, I cried out and he heard me. And he came and he delivered me from my affliction. So we thank God that he hears our cries and that he's always there for us. But know that God is moving yet still in the middle, because there was a place that God was taking the people. And there's a place that God is taking you in him, a spiritual place as well as a natural place that he's taking you in him. But as he takes you to this natural place, this supernatural place, higher heights in him, there will be some pressure along the road, but God said, not more than you can stand, and you're going to come out as, you're going to come forth as pure gold.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're going to come
hallelujah
forth.
Thank
pure gold. Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you.
Hallelujah. Yes, you will. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're coming forth as pure gold. So just stay encouraged, and we love your spirit, and we thank God for you. And like Pastor said, we all get to that point sometimes where we just want to just yell. It makes you want to holler. But we know our God is able. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. And be encouraged, my sister. We love you.
We love you. God bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. What a mighty God we serve. When we cry out, he hears our cries and he answers our prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 678. God bless you. Your line is open. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, and God bless Pastor Anthony. To God be all the glory. It really has been hard these past couple of weeks. I was having problems with someone at the job, and I just have faith, and I know that everything, you know, is going to work out. She's trying to, you know, come around talking to me, and I'll talk. But God has put in my path another route for me to take, and I'm jumping on it, because he sent me a opportunity to work from home once again, and I'm on it. So I'm just asking for prayer that, you know, that what God has put in my way or in my path, that it turns out for the best for me, because just like my God, I forgot what was the name of the girl that
Miriam.
Came on. Yeah, Miriam, just like Sister Miriam said, you know, just when you think you're getting over one thing, you know, the devil just gets in front of you and wants to knock you down, and, you know, you have to be so strong and just know that God is there with you, and just turn your back and say the devil's a liar and it's not going to happen the way he wants it. You know, there's no one as powerful, as awesome, and he's good, and, you know, I've just picked on and keep on going, because I'm not going back. So,
amen. Amen.
I just want to thank God for that.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, glory. Hallelujah.
So,
yes.
I want to thank God. I want to thank God.
Yes. Yes. Yes, amen. Keep
back.
On praising him.
Yes.
And just like you said, you know, and it's amazing because, you know, the devil's doing his job. And he knows that if we were not doing, we could celebrate, we rejoice when we fall into different temptations, when the persecution comes, when we're persecuted for righteousness' sake, because we know that we're on the right path.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, the devil does not mess with people that are not doing what God has called them to do. When
we're out here on the battlefield, and we know that we're marching as soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we're doing the Lord's work, and we're letting our light shine, then the devil, he gets a little bit ticked off because of that, and he tries to accelerate and intensify his attack. But we know we fight a defeated foe. He's defeated. He does have power, but God's power is greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all things, God says, I'm in all things. I'm working together for the good. So God is taking every bad thing. He's taking every pressure in life. He's taking the difficult times, and he's working that stuff out. He's working it all together for your good. So we just thank God for you and your testimony. Hallelujah. And your declaration. That I'm not going back. Amen. So we're going to pray for you, and you just continue to move forward in faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Father, we lift up Sister Maria tonight.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for this new, wonderful, godly opportunity, this door that you have opened, Lord,
thank
in the name of
Jesus
for her. So, Lord, we thank you that all the things will fall in line, and everything that she needs to work according to your will, Lord, will fall in line.
Thank
I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that it will come together. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as she plans, as she prepares and get ready, Lord, that you will bless her financially, that, Lord, this will be a powerful source of income for her in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you,
hallelujah,
for every opportunity that you give her, every chance that you allow her. You're a God of grace, and I thank you that your grace is sufficient for her. In the name of Jesus, that, Lord, the devil can't stop her. She already declared that there's no turning back. There's no going back. There's no looking back. So, Lord, I thank you that she's moving forward by faith. Everything she needs is ahead of her. Everything she needs. Oh, I heard it. I heard it.
My God.
God says your ladder is greater.
My God. Hallelujah.
As I was praying.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As I was praying, he spoke and said, tell my daughter her ladder years.
Jesus,
the
Jesus,
future years is going to be the best years of your life. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
The
hallelujah.
Best is yet to come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory
thank
be to God.
Thank you.
Oh, glory be to God.
I just
pray that you receive that.
I had to release
that word into your life.
My God.
He says that the latter part of your life is going to be so much
far
greater. Been a former part of your life. So in the name of
Jesus,
I pray. Thank you for receiving it by faith.
Yes.
That the best is yet to come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your best days are ahead of you.
Yes.
Your best days are ahead of you. So you have something to look forward to.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
God bless you both. I love you both.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
But we thank God for Sister Maria tonight.
We love you. Amen.
Pastor, that was just amazing. I couldn't continue praying. God said, tell her now that her best days are
ahead of her. My God.
So the best is yet to come for her. And we thank God for her and Sister Miriam. Amen.
Yes.
And she received it.
Yes.
She received it by faith.
Jesus.
And I thank God for her due diligence.
Thank you, Jesus.
She said, there's no going back.
Thank you.
We're going to continue to take prayer calls. We're going to continue to open up the phone lines. Again, press 1 on your phone, and we're going to put you on the air. Area code 270.
Yes.
270. We thank God for you tonight.
Yes, God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Kingdom Connection.
Yes.
I thank God I come to this line tonight, this powerful prayer line. Listen
Jesus.
Up to 3. Who makes 1? God, His only begotten Son, Jesus. And the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Trinity.
Yes.
And I want to thank God for Sister Miriam. I thank God for my Sister Maria. I thank God for the pastors, Pastor Anthony Simmons. I thank God for Pastor Rebecca Simmons.
Yes,
and I come
Lord.
Standing in the gap for the Bonham family. I would like y'all to pray for the Bonham family and their bereavement and pray for the Rock Church in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. And I just come thanking God for the pastors that New Creation Christian Ministry. I thank God. I have a word in my heart that God has given me. I thank God. I think in regards to Peter, when I think in regards to Pastor Anthony Simmons, when God asked Peter, do you love me, three times?
My God.
And Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. And Jesus told him, well, if you love me, feed my lamb and feed my sheep.
Jesus.
And I thank God for choosing y'all to feed his people the true and living word of God. I thank God for allowing us to receive his word each and every Tuesday night as we come together through Pastor Anthony Simmons and his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And I also think in regards to Isaiah, when I think of Sister Maria and Sister Miriam, when Isaiah wrote and God said, is it anything, my child, too hard for God? And God is a God of a divine reversal, a turnaround God he is. And I just want to thank God for allowing y'all that New Creation Christian Ministry to lead and guide his people to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's not about a religion, but it's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I thank God for allowing y'all to be used by him to lead the people that he has entrusted y'all to Jesus Christ. And he gets all glory and honor.
Yes.
And I thank God for enhancing his ministry at New Creation Christian Ministry in Hillside, New Jersey. I thank God for allowing his true and living word to be brought forth. I thank God for allowing his word to be written on the tablets of the pastor's heart at New Creation Christian Ministry.
Yes.
I thank God for using y'all each and every Tuesday night to gossip the true and living word of God, gossiping the gospel of Christ. I thank God for allowing y'all to lead his people to Christ Jesus. And it's not about a religion, but it's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because the only way to the Father is through the Son. And I thank God for allowing him to be glorified in your ministry at Hillside, New Jersey. And I thank God for opening the floodgates of heaven and pouring you out a blessing that you wouldn't know how to start to receive. I thank God for allowing your word to be brought forth, King Jesus, and your word will never return to you, boy. And I thank God for allowing y'all being used by him to gossip the gospel of Christ Jesus. And I also thank God for the gift of the Holy Ghost, the prophetic. And I thank God for the gift of tongue coming from the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost that he has given man. I thank God for giving us Jesus, and I thank Jesus for giving us the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I thank the Holy Ghost for giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for the gift of prophecy, and I thank God for allowing us to pray in tongues, the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I ask again, Father, please continue to bless New Creation Christian Ministry with the pastors that are sold out servants of the Most High God. And Sister Maria, if you're still on this line, this is your brother Brooks Jamal. Please text me the address to the pastors in Hillside, New Jersey, because God has put in my heart to start to sow seed into the ministry there. Because I know my spirit identifies with their spirit, and I know it's all about Jesus Christ with them. And that's what we are, to be led to Jesus Christ on Nazareth, the Son of the true and living God. And I ask you again to pray for the Bonner family. Pray for the church in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, the Rock Church. And again, I lift you up before the Father each and every time I pray. And I thank God for y'all. And y'all continue to be obedient to his voice. And I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I praise and I worship.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank God for our dear brother on tonight.
Thank
God for his life. Even the church that he lift up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Rock Church in Kentucky. We pray for that ministry, Lord. That every need will be met. Thank you for the people that will come, Lord, through the doors of that ministry. And their lives will be blessed, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
we thank you for the leadership there.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank you for the local body of believers
my
there.
God.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
for the ministry team,
yes,
Lord, the pastors
yes,
of the
God.
Rock Church, Lord.
Lord
meet
Jesus.
Every need in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that the gates of hell will not prevail against the Rock Church. And we pray, Lord, and we cover, Lord, even that family, I think of the Barner family, who is experiencing bereavement, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said mourn with those who mourn. Comfort with the same comfort that you have been comforted with. So, Lord, right now, there are no words sometimes during the time, Lord, of transition. But, Lord, I thank you that you be with that family, that you would be with those, Lord, even as they make preparation, Lord, for the home going. We thank you, Lord, that you will comfort them in the name of Jesus, that the resources that they need, Lord, would be, Father God, adequately given, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, touch the bereaved right now in the name of Jesus. And our brother Jamal, we thank you for his life. Thank you for his ministry. Thank you for his zeal and his fire for the things of God, even his love and his due diligence toward New Creation Church in the name of Jesus. He's not here in New Jersey, but he's here in spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So thank you for his spirit. I thank you for the anointing that's on his life. I thank you that many souls, he will win many souls for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. So we bind up every spirit of witchcraft. We bind up every demonic spirit that tries to come against them. We bind up every hater, every enemy in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, loose him and cover him even as he moves forward to do ministry.
Yes.
Cover him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we plead the blood over his life.
The blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God for you, my brother, in the name of Jesus. You're a blessing once again to us, speaking prophetically into our lives. We thank God for you, even as you continue to pray for us. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless
you.
God bless you.
Amen.
He is faithful. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He is faithful, and we thank God for him in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
We're gonna get to these other calls. We have some other calls that we want to get to.
Jesus.
And just be patient with us. We're gonna get to every call tonight.
Yes.
Area code 732. 732. We thank God for you tonight.
Hello, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Elijah. How are you guys doing?
God bless you. We're well. God bless you. How are you doing, Elijah?
Doing okay. I'm doing okay. I'm here for a prayer request. Just a few things that's going on in my life, but I'm pushing, I'm moving forward. And also I'm here for my family, the Smith family. They lost their mom, which is my aunt, and I'm here with them. I'm driving now on my way to my cousin's house to be with them, and actually just to be with them on a time of grieving with their family. And also for myself, just keeping me up and just keeping me motivated for the Lord and just keep moving forward no matter what comes my way, especially at this young age of in Christ. And that's all. I just want to ask for that prayer request.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you have a powerful future ahead of you. You
yes.
are a young man, and God continues to give you wonderful opportunities. But even as a young man, you find yourself in warfare and experiencing warfare sometimes. But God is not going to put on you more than what you can bear. And he's already made a way of escape for you. So we're going to pray
yes.
For you, even your extended family, during a time of transition with the aunt. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Elijah tonight. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for this young man of God. that you would keep him, Lord, on purpose for your kingdom, that you would, in the name of Jesus, encourage him when he's feeling discouraged, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for his inner man being strengthened right now, in the name of Jesus. We pray for his mind and his thoughts. We pray, Lord, that the mind of Christ would be in him, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, that you'll continue to make a way for him out of no way, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, minister to him. Minister to his heart, his mind, his soul, and his spirit, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, even as he is an example to his generation, I thank you that you will use him mightily, Lord, amongst his peers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you,
hallelujah,
that everything that he needs from you, God, will be sufficed and given by you according to your will, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, make yourself real to him. Thank you for revelation knowledge being his portion, in the name of Jesus. Give him godly wisdom, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you that you would illuminate the word of God in his life, Lord, that he can be revealed to you in a more personal way, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, right now we pray for even a greater desire for the things of God, even a greater anointing being on his life. Supernatural ability, Lord, even when he's feeling weak in his natural numbers and his natural strength, that supernaturally you'll give him the ability to move forward by faith in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for Elijah, his opportunities, his new career that you have given him, and even continuing to put the right people in his life. Continue to put the right people around him in the name of Jesus. We thank you for his mother, Sister Lori, his brother and his sisters, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Isaiah and Ashley and his other sisters, that you will minister to the Davis family. Bless this family, God, in the name of Jesus. Even as he's going to be with cousins and relatives, Lord, that you will strengthen them in a time, Lord, of mourning and grieving, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, meet every need and comfort this family, in the mighty name of Jesus. So bless Elijah, cover him, and use him to bring your name glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we bind up the hand of Satan. We come against the adversary. We come against every opposing force that's trying to come against this young man and his life. We speak, Father God, blessings over his life. We speak prosperity. We speak joy. We speak peace over his life, God. We speak, Father God, like Pastor Anthony prayed, a greater anointing, oh God, a greater desire, a deep call unto deep, God. We just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for speaking, Father God, to his spirit, man. We thank you, Lord, for protecting him, keeping a hedge of protection around him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this season, oh God, that you have him in, that no weapon formed against him can prosper. We thank you, Lord, that he is the head and not the tail above and never beneath. We thank you, Lord, that you have him on your mind specifically. God says he has you on his mind specifically. Hallelujah. This is a season where God is just dealing one-on-one with you. Hallelujah. Even as he's giving you godly pastors to continue to lead you in your relationship with him. God says he's taking you to a deeper place. He says, rest. I hear God saying, rest, rest, rest. Rest, rest in him. Hallelujah. Trust him. God said, trust him for this next season in your life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God says he's doing a great thing. He's already had the plan, and now he's manifesting his plan. Hallelujah. In your life, as you continue to walk with him, there's no good thing that he will withhold from you. And even during this time with your family, God says he's there. He's the comfort in the time of mourning for you and your family. Hallelujah. And God is keeping you even in the middle of this. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for this young man. We thank you for his life. And God says to enjoy, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. My God, let the joy of the Lord be your strength.
Enjoy your youth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you walk with him, hallelujah, laugh and just enjoy him.
My God, God's putting a new kind of joy in your heart. Hallelujah. What you've been looking for, oh, my God, hallelujah, deeper, deeper. The deeper things of God are being revealed. You've been looking for the deeper things of God, and they're being revealed, but they are not burdensome. They will bring you joy like you've never known, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. Bless the family. Bless young Elijah.
All of them.
Bless him. Bless him in his coming. Bless him in his going. I speak peace over his life right now. I speak joy, prosperity, healing, restoration. Oh, glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Stay encouraged, son. Stay close to the cross. God is doing a new thing. He will. I hear God saying that he is faithful to complete the work that he has begun in your life.
Right.
Hallelujah. God says rest in him.
Hold
put
on.
Your weight on him. Cast your burdens on him. Trust him.
Trust
walk with him. Talk with him. He's taking you to a greater place, higher heights, and deeper depth in him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God's going to use you mightily for his glory. Continue to press, son. Continue to press. And we will keep you lifted up, you and the family, during this time of bereavement. We will keep you lifted up in prayer.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Love you guys. Thank you.
And we love you, too, and we're proud of you, and we thank God for you, and we look to see you on Sunday. Amen. God bless you, and we are praying for the family. Amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. He's a magnificent God. And you know what God has shown me is the weight of his glory. Hallelujah. The weight of his glory. And what's happening is that we are, the people of God are experiencing a pressure during this season. There's a pressure. There's a compression. There's a pressing that we are experiencing. And God says that pressing and that pressure and that compressing that we're experiencing is due to the release of his glory. My God, there is a glory that's being yet revealed through all of the circumstances, the trials, the tribulations, the persecutions,
Amen.
The struggles that we find ourselves going through. Underneath the pressure, there's the weight of his glory. God says there's no weight that compares to the weight of his glory. He said this weight is a light weight. It's a light affliction compared to the glory, my God, that's yet to be revealed. So there is a greater weight than that which we are experiencing in our day-to-day struggle. And it's not to be taken lightly, because this is some intense stuff that we're going through. But God's, the glory of his weight, the weight of his glory is greater. Greater is he on the inside of you than he that is in that world. And we go in confidence in knowing that God's got us and that we're carrying not only the weight, we have to exchange the weight of the world for the weight of his glory. My God, allow that weight to press out the oil, to press out the oil that's going to release the anointing, my God, for you to be able to handle or anything that might come your way, because God's getting the glory even in the middle of this. God's getting the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have another caller. We have one more caller. Amen. That we're going to take. Area code 908. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Anthony Simmons. How are you? This is Sister Tika.
God bless you, Sister Tika. God bless you, daughter.
God bless.
God bless you. God bless.
Amen. You have a prayer request or a praise report?
Yes, I have actually a prayer request. I just called in for some prayer.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to lift you up in prayer Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank
Hallelujah.
God for Sister Tika on
yes,
tonight
God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, bless this young woman
yes,
in the mighty name
God.
Of Jesus.
Lord.
We give
Hallelujah.
It to you right now.
God.
And Lord,
thank
we
God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. That you will bless
Hallelujah.
Her and bless her indeed.
Thank
yes, Father God, thank
yes.
you in the mighty name of Jesus that supernaturally,
you.
Lord, you would minister to her and keep her in her time of need. So we cover
yes.
her with the blood of Jesus.
Jesus.
And we say, Lord, have your way in the
have
mighty name of Jesus. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to do a work, Lord, a supernatural work in and through her life. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
yes,
meet every
Jesus.
Need, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
minister to
Hallelujah.
Every hurt.
Yes,
minister
Lord.
To every
yes,
want. Minister, Lord, in
oh,
the name of
you,
Jesus.
God.
You
Hallelujah.
Said if she delight herself
Jesus.
In you, you will
yes,
give her
Lord.
The desires of her heart. So I
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as she continue
thank
to press, as she continue to push, as she continue in the name of Jesus to believe you by
thank
faith
you.
That you will show this young woman of God. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you
yes,
called
Lord.
Her
yes.
for such a time as this.
Yes,
so, Lord, continue to ready her and continue to prepare her to bring
yes,
your name
wow.
glory.
Wow.
I thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Her family, her mother. Bless her household
yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
In
give her
Jesus.
Peace in her time of need,
yes,
Father.
God.
In
yes,
the
Lord.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
So, Lord,
yes,
strengthen
Lord.
Her. When she's
thank
feeling
you,
weak.
Lord.
Move, Lord,
thank
in the
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Every
thank
obstacle,
you,
every mountain, every barrier, Lord, every stumbling block in the name of Jesus. And silence
Lord.
Every wagging tongue.
Thank you.
Silence
Lord.
Every wagging tongue, Lord, in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the
name so, Lord,
of Jesus.
I thank you for her life. I thank you that
thank
you continue
you,
to give her godly opportunities. That you continue,
thank
Lord,
you.
To give her favor. Oh, I feel that
yes,
thing
Lord.
In the spirit.
Yes, yes,
you,
yes, yes.
The favor,
yes.
The favor
thank
of
you,
God is
yes.
on your life so strongly.
Hallelujah.
Thank
the
you,
favor
Lord.
And choice of God and the preference
thank
of God.
You,
you're one of his favorite daughters.
Oh, oh.
You're one of God's
thank
favorite
you,
daughters.
Jesus.
And the
thank
favor
you,
of
Jesus.
God is on you. And if God be for
thank
you,
you.
Nothing or no one.
Yes,
God. Can be
thank
against you.
You.
Yes, God. Thank
you,
Lord.
So the enemy and the weapon might be formed, but it won't
yes,
prevail.
Oh,
thank you.
I pray you receive
Hallelujah.
That tonight.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Because I just sense that you're envied,
thank
and,
you, Jesus.
But it might be formed,
Jesus.
But the weapons
Jesus.
And the people, it will not prevail.
My God.
Jesus.
Even the enemy,
Jesus.
He's afraid of you.
Hallelujah.
But God
Jesus.
Has not given you the spirit of fear.
Thank you, Lord.
But of love, power, and of a sound mind. So you be
yes,
encouraged on tonight.
Yes, God.
Thank
and
you.
Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God.
You,
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Father, we just thank you for Sister Tika, God. We thank you
yes,
for her
Lord.
Life. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you
yes,
for opening
Lord.
Doors that no man can close
you,
and closing
Jesus.
Doors that no man can open. We thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
We ask, Father God, that
thank
you will
you.
Order her steps, oh God, direct her path,
thank
God. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
hallelujah
Jesus.
For blessings
hallelujah.
And prosperity being in her house. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father
hallelujah.
God, giving her the desires of her heart. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah. For Father
thank
God, opportunities being presented before her. We thank you,
thank
Jesus,
you.
That you're doing a great and mighty work in her life.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord,
yes,
for the anointing,
thank
Father
you,
God, that's being stirred up in her belly.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
For the oil that rests
hallelujah.
Upon her, oh God. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For pouring
thank
fresh
you,
oil, Father God. Father God, throughout her being, Father
hallelujah.
God, the essence of her being, God, even as she, Father God,
thank
feels
you,
herself
Lord.
Being squeezed, oh God, that Father God,
yes,
the anointing,
Lord.
Father God, is increasing, oh God, for her to, Father
Jesus.
God, to show forth your glory in the earth realm, oh God, in
thank
the
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Bless
thank
her fiance,
Jesus.
Bless her betrothal,
thank
oh
you,
God,
Jesus.
In the name of
thank
Jesus,
you, Jesus.
As she makes wedding plans, oh God, we thank
Jesus.
You for meeting
yes,
all of every need. We thank you, Lord, for bringing the money, oh God. We
thank
you, Lord,
Jesus.
For, Father God, oh glory, everything
thank
falling
you,
into
Lord.
Place.
Thank
we thank you,
Lord, for supernatural increase,
thank you, God,
in the name of Jesus, for money coming, Father God, money coming.
Jesus.
We thank you for money
thank
coming,
you,
oh God, in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus, for everybody
in the
under the sound of my voice. We thank you for money
Hallelujah.
Coming, oh God, into
thank
every
you,
household, into every life, to cover
yes,
every
Lord.
Knee, in the name
yes,
of Jesus. Lord,
in
we thank you for
Jesus.
Sister Nika. Thank you for her service
yes,
heart. Continue to use
yes,
her
Lord.
Mightily. In your kingdom,
you,
in Jesus' name. So,
in
Lord,
Jesus
we just
name.
Thank you that there's
thank
no
you,
good
Lord.
Thing that you will withhold from her. We thank
yes,
you, Lord, for your glory being
thank
yet
you,
revealed over her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus
hallelujah.
Jesus
pastor
amen.
Was praying,
hallelujah.
Pastor, you said she was God's favorite daughter.
Thank
she was
Jesus.
God's favorite daughter. I saw the sun shining down on her. I saw the sun
Jesus.
Shining on her. I saw her rejoicing. See, Sister Tika,
Jesus.
I saw you rejoicing. I saw you laughing and dancing with the Father, with our
Jesus.
Father. I saw you just rejoicing and dancing and laughing, and the sun was shining, and you
Jesus.
Were just asking in his glory. Hallelujah.
Oh,
and
hallelujah.
God's favor, Pastor spoke it, God's favor is shining down on
Jesus.
You. I confirmed
hallelujah.
That word. You confirmed it in my spirit.
Thank
and
you.
God's favor is shining down on you. Continue to
Jesus.
Press. Just
Jesus.
Keep pressing. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Just keep
thank
pressing.
You,
hallelujah. Just one
Jesus.
More push. My God, you're on the
Jesus.
Verge of a breakthrough. My God,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You
hallelujah.
Are right there. Right there. Right there.
Jesus.
That's why it's been so
Jesus.
Intensified. It seems like everything
hallelujah.
Has intensified. But God
Jesus.
Says you're right there. You're right on the verge
Jesus.
Of a breakthrough. His arm, I don't know if you
thank
were here
you.
Earlier, when we read Numbers chapter 11,
yes.
God's
yes.
arm is not too short. His arm is not weakened. He is
Jesus.
Still there in the middle of the situation. I see God's arm
Jesus.
Right in the middle of your situation. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God's
hallelujah.
Arm. Is it not just his
Jesus.
Hand? But his arm is in the middle of your situation.
Jesus.
God is getting ready to throw
Lord.
His weight around in the
ooh,
middle of your
Jesus.
Situation. In
Jesus'
name, my God, my
Jesus
God, my
name.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Take the reins off.
Thank
people
you,
of God, take God out of the box.
Jesus.
He's
thank
bigger.
You,
he's not just a hand. He's an everlasting God. He's bigger than our circumstances.
You,
hallelujah. In the name
you,
of Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh, God bless
Jesus.
You. Amen. Keep on praising
amen.
Him. Keep worshiping him. Keep serving him. My God. God, oh,
Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God
hallelujah.
Has great things in store for you.
Jesus.
My God.
Jesus.
It's not. It's just the beginning.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Somebody
thank
else
you,
better
Lord.
Catch that on this prayer line.
Jesus.
It's just the beginning. Elijah, you
Jesus.
Hear me? It's just the beginning. Miriam,
woo.
Sister Miriam,
Jesus.
Sister Maria, and Sister Tika, it's just the beginning. Brother Jamal, Brother Elijah, Sister Tika, it's just the beginning. You
thank
haven't
you,
seen
Lord.
Nothing yet. God says,
Jesus.
I have not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it even entered into your heart. The things that he has in store for you. And listen, this is not a sweet potato gospel, sweet potato pie
woo.
Gospel. This is only for those who are serious about God. This is because you are serious about God, because you love him, because you serve him, because you are, like our brother said, because you are sold out to Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And because of divine connection, God speaking. God is speaking about divine connections during the season, and I know it's not by chance that he sent us to this prayer line, but God is blessing us even because of our connections. My God, in Jesus' name,
Jesus,
so go in peace.
Peace,
my daughter, my sister in Christ, go in peace. Know that God is with you,
thank
and
you.
Get ready, get ready, get ready, because God
Jesus.
Is doing something great in your life.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
I'm excited.
Amen.
We're waiting for the prayer call.
Jesus.
Make sure praise report. Make
yes.
sure you call back and let
yes.
us know what the Lord has done. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen.
God bless
you. We love you. Amen.
Love
hallelujah.
You, hallelujah.
Woo! Jesus, my God. Well, we have one more caller that snuck in. Amen. We're going to take this last caller. I believe this is the last
caller. Amen. Unless the Lord says differently, area code 973. God bless you.
God bless you to Rebecca. This is Tina. I'm just calling in with a prayer request. One of the prayer requests I want to lift up tonight is definitely for the city of North. There's a lot of murders that's going on in the last 4 days. There's been at least 12 or 13.
Jesus.
So I'm just praying for the city as a whole, praying for our mayor, praying for my family and my friends who all reside in the city, praying against the evil that's trying to come upon the city to make the youth and adults think that it's okay to take someone else's life. So I just ask you to just uplift the city of North, you know, in the name of Jesus, uplift them in prayer because it's definitely needed. The mayor is trying to rectify some things now, but we also know that it's just that in certain areas in the city, just the principalities and the evil that's around that is causing this destruction of homicide and death to come upon us. Also, just lift me up in prayer and my family. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We magnify your name.
We are definitely going to lift that up. I grew up in North, and
yes,
I'm a product of North.
Yes.
And as you said, there's something spiritually ugly about what's
yes
going on in this day. But we're going to bind that spirit up.
My God.
And we're going to pray for that great
Jesus
city. It's a great city.
Yes.
That, you know, just a few young people who are totally in the dark. As you said, disregard for people's lives, and a lot of the killings are senseless. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Even as we bind up that spirit of murder,
yes,
we bind up the spirit, Lord, even of gang activity and criminal activity, criminal behavior, in the name of Jesus. Lord, only you can touch these young people. Only you can get guns off of the street. God, only you can turn the minds of the wickedness and the minds of these young people around, in the name of Jesus. Only you can do away with the evil. That's why we're praying to you. Thank you for the police force and the politics and the methods and strategies, Lord, that they will roll out. But we know that you can do what man can't do. You can change the hearts of these young people to draw a truce and to lay down the violence in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, our glory be to God. And we pray for these young men. We pray for these young women. We pray, Lord, for the disregard of human life in the name of Jesus. And we speak peace to the city of North. We speak peace, Lord, to the neighborhoods and every community in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that even the people that live there, that law-abiding, the citizens, Lord, won't operate in fear and won't, Father God, have anxiety. So we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that those causing the trouble, that you will minister to them or they'll be removed by law enforcement in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for Sister Tina, even as you bless her and bless her family and minister to this young woman in the name of Jesus, even as she has lifted up.
Yes.
Glory be to God, the city in which she resides. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she even understands the power of prayer and the prayer of faith, that the prayers of the righteous are effective and powerful. Your word says what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And what we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. You said if my people who have been called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray, then you can heal the land. You can heal the city of North. You can move not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. So, Lord, we believe your word that you're going to do a work that no man can do, not even the mayor, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for Sister Tina. You'll continue to give her opportunities. Continue to minister to her in the name of Jesus. And continue to raise her up spiritually, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, even as she has thought about somebody other than herself tonight, in the name of Jesus, that you would give her, Lord, the desires of what she's asking of you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for you tonight. And we're going to continue to pray because we know God is not pleased with some of the things that go on in the land, especially sometimes urban America. So we see all in the news that things are just ungodly, but we're going to continue to pray because the devil is not going to shut us up. We believe in prayer. Amen.
Jesus.
Nothing is ever hopeless with God, and we're going to continue to pray with you and pray for you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Bless
God bless you.
Love you. Amen.
And Pastor, as we close out tonight, that's what you were saying, that nothing is ever hopeless, or prayer is definitely not useless.
Yes.
Because God honors our prayer.
Yes, amen. Amen. Even as you were praying for Newark, the Lord reminded me that we all, a lot of us have family in Newark, and also some of our members reside in Newark. Amen. So, Father God, we just praise you and we magnify your name. We thank you for Sister Tina, God, coming to the prayer line, Father God, and letting us know what's going on in the city of Newark, New Jersey, God. And, Lord, we pray, Father God, and we bind up the spirit of murder, as my husband prayed, in the city of Newark, the spirit of killing, God, gang violence, oh God, crime in the city of Newark, God. Father God, we put a hedge of protection around our family members, all right, Sister Tina's family and Sister Tina and her mother, oh God, and Father God, my sister Rashida and Darlene and Nisha and Sade and Aida and Peaches Lewis. And Kia and Lewis and Rodney, and Father God, so many of our family members that live in the city of North Keon, and Father God, and Ty, and Father God, we speak, Father God, hedge of protection around our family members, those that we have named and those that we have not named, and those church family members that live in North. We plead the blood of Jesus over every home, of every church member, of every family member, of every affiliation that we have in North. We plead the blood of Jesus over every house in North right now in the name of Jesus. And we come against senseless killing in Jesus' name. And we declare, Father God, the blood of Jesus. We pray for the mayor, Roz Baraka, and his, Father God, cabinet, God. And we thank you for wisdom, God. We pray for urban cities everywhere, God. Sanford and Ferguson and every city, Father God. Every city, Father God, that's been impacted by any type of violence or any type of crime. And we plead the blood of Jesus over these cities. And Father God, again, as we prayed earlier, we pray for souls to be saved, God, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that the blood of Jesus is the answer to the crime, Father God, the violence, the sin, the death, oh God, Father God. So we plead the blood of Jesus and we pray for souls to be saved, God. Increase your church, God, and increase the impact of your church, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us come together and be united as we do the work of the cross in the name of Jesus. Starting with this prayer line, we know that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And I pray for my mother even now as I see her on the prayer line. Pray for Mother May Thomas. And we thank you, Lord, for meeting every need, God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her and keeping her and covering her, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for her children and her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, God. We pray, oh God, for every young person affiliated with New Creation Christian Ministries. We pray for every member of the church. We pray for every family represented on this prayer line tonight. And we pray for every family member. We pray for every child. We pray protection over our families right now. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, the Passover blood of Jesus over every life. And every household.
Yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus over every household on this phone line, every family member, every affiliation in Jesus' name. And we just thank you and we praise you, God.
Amen.
And we praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. God bless you, everybody. Give God some praise. Listen, I know we can't hear you, but you praise God right where you are. Hallelujah. Because God is yet getting the glory in the middle of every situation. Hallelujah. And the impact that he's given you as a Christian, when you're anointing, when you walk into an environment, the anointing on your life is going to shift that environment. Hallelujah. Where you live will not be the same because God tabernacles in your house. He tabernacles in your belly. My God, he tabernacles in your community. And that's what it's about, having that relationship with God that changes communities, that changes families, that changes lives, that changes the environment of our cities and our states. So we have that kind of power because God's arm is not weakened. God's arm is not too short.
Amen.
To get in the middle of every situation and turn that situation around. I knew that word was prophetic because no matter what it is, God is in control.
That's right.
In Jesus' name, amen. So God bless you. Listen, we have fire. We have Fire Wednesday this Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. That's tomorrow. Pastor and I are pouring out. We're not leaving here with anything in us. We leave it here empty. And we're going to be here for a while because we have about 50 more years each. We're 50 now. We have about 50 more years each.
That's right.
And we are not leaving here empty. And that's what we would say to you. Don't leave here empty. Pour out in the name of Jesus. Make an impact in the name of Jesus. Love and give and nurture and pray and serve God with everything in you and use all of your gifts and all of your talents to give God the glory. Amen. So we're leaving here, but we're not leaving his presence, and we'll be bound together in the spirit. Come on tomorrow night for Fire Wednesday if you're local in the New Jersey area. Come on Thursday night to the addiction restoration meeting that we have. So we're beating cocaine and crack, and we're beating marijuana and pornography, and we're beating every kind of addiction and stronghold that will try to get the people. That's on Thursdays at 7:30, and then on Sunday we have a powerful service that every Sunday when we come together, because we come with the same fire. Amen. We can't be lukewarm in this season. We come with the same fire of the Lord. Amen. And we invite you all to come out to 1482 Maple, Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, 12:30 on Sunday, 7:30 on Wednesday and Thursday. Amen. And for those of you who want to sow, we're at P.O. Box 2476, P.O. Box 2476. Send it to my attention, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, P.O. Box 2476. And that's in Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. We thank God for the brother who says the Lord impressed upon his heart to sow. And it's amazing because God told us to give the church a mandate, to challenge the church to sow for the rest of this year to bring a supernatural miracle breakthrough seed for the next 4 weeks of this year. And so many have already stepped up to the plate and said, I'm on board because I'm going into this next year and I'm breaking through. I'm not just crossing over. I'm breaking through. Amen. So we thank God for what he's doing in new creation. God bless you. Go in peace. Serve our Lord. We love you. We thank God for you laboring with us in prayer. Amen. Go in peace and serve our Lord. And mommy, I see you. I love you. I'll talk to you real soon. Amen. James,
love you, Mom.
I believe. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our switchboard. Amen. It's jammed up. We're going to go down in from this place. Amen. And I'm going to get a song for us real quick. Amen. Just continue to praise God. We worship you, God. We just praise him. Let's pray. Let's worship God as we go out right where you are. Just worship God. Amen. I praise you, O Lord. I magnify your name. I glorify your name. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. I give you the glory. Hallelujah. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Come on. Worship him. My mama Kusha, some of you might want to worship him in tongues. Just worship God. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We exalt your name. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy, O God. You're worthy. There's none like you, Lord. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We worship your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, O God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We will praise you anyhow. Yet will we praise you, O God. Yet will we magnify your name. Yet will we glorify your name. Hallelujah. Yet will we give you the glory. Somebody got to praise God. You got to praise. Go ahead and praise God. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just go ahead and say, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt your name. We praise you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. You're a mighty God. You're an awesome God. You're a magnificent God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yet will we praise you. Yet will we give you the glory. Yet will we give you the honor. Because you alone are worthy. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We lift our hearts. We lift our minds. We lift our voices. We open our mouths. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you enough. We couldn't worship you enough. We couldn't exalt your name enough. We couldn't magnify your name enough. We couldn't and lift your name on high enough. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We trust you, O God. Hallelujah. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you, God. Hallelujah. We believe. Bless you. Hallelujah. He praises.
When I
feel
like believe
giving up. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I hear.
Already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problems an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you. About your future.